Thank you for tuning in. This is Miss CC, One Affinity to None. We're on tonight with topics of Do You Believe? We live in a world of double standards. First, I would like to shout out to Gold Water Corp, Kings County Clothing, Know the Ledge Media, Etna and Keddy Foundation, Cambada Music. Again, our topic tonight is, do you believe that we live in a world of double standards? And I'm sitting here with three beautiful women on tonight. We have Nancy, Emerald, and Precious. So, again, my question is, do you believe that we live in a world of double standards? Yes, I do. And it's because I feel that everything is not equal. They're telling us that things are equal, but they are not. We go to jobs, you get men that make more than women. Then we also have the privilege. No matter what type of education you have, the privilege are always going to be making more money. So, ladies, I would like to hear your opinions on this tonight.
Do I feel that double standards exist? Absolutely. I feel like men make more than women just because you can have the same qualifications as they do, and for whatever reason, they're given a higher pay scale. I think that there's race double standards. You know, we often would say at work, if that person was black and they did that, they'd be fired. But with somebody that's not black, they'll make excuses. And my issue is not the way they manage that situation. My issue is the double standard. That same scenario, and the player is a black person, they don't give those concessions to that person. So I think that we absolutely live in a world of double standard across multiple demographics.
Thank you, Nancy. Would you like to give your opinion, Emerald?
Yes. I also do agree with Nancy here, saying that we live in a world of double standards. And we definitely do, as far as gender goes. Men make more than women. There's even a statistic that says that women make 80 cents to the dollar. For men, as far as race relations go, that is also true. There are double standards. One specific example could be like the stop and frisk law in New York, where there are a lot of young black men that are being held for drug possession and things like that. But those same young white men that may live in New York, they are not being stopped and frisked, even though they may also be in possession of drugs. They don't have that liberty, the young black men, to go free because they're being stopped and harassed by police officers. So, yeah, there are a lot of different double standards here in America, at least.
Thank you, Emerald. And Precious, do you have an opinion about double standards on this evening?
Oh, I think we covered it.
Okay, so you just heard the ladies speak on tonight about double standards. Double standards is all across the board in the United States of America. So what can we do to change this? We have to be more proactive in our communities. We have to vote. We have to try to reach Congress. Those is what we need to do to try to get double standards to equal. Will things ever be equal in the world today? Probably not, but not voting, I feel like if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. So you should not complain. Thank you for tuning in to Miss One Affinity to None with Double Standards. Again, I want to shout out to Gold Water Corp, Kings County Clothing, Know the Ledge Media, Etna and Keddy Foundation, Cambada Music. Thank you. Tune in again. And please give us your opinions or even your fantasies. Thank you and have a blessed evening. Good evening, good evening, and welcome to One Affinity to None. Oh my God, it feels so great to be back on and talking with you guys. I've been off for about 2 weeks now. I'm just getting my daughter off to college. I miss everyone who listens to me. And you know, I've just been enjoying life. Tonight, I want to talk about assessments, job assessments, and are they necessary? Is it necessary to take an assessment to get a job, or is this just an employer's way of screening someone in order not to meet them face to face? Well, I was asked about this because at one point of time, I did work in human resources and I was hiring people. So I was asked to do a segment on my podcast about assessments and are they necessary. Well, in my opinion, because everyone has their opinion, I really don't think they are necessary, because if you're gonna have someone do a pre-assessment test before giving them the job and then interview them, I don't understand what the assessment for. An assessment, anyone can pass an assessment, or even if they don't pass the assessment, that person still may be a good fit for the job. So me, in my opinion, is they're so unnecessary. I don't understand it. I don't even know why they put them out there. So my thing is, let me know how you feel about assessments and if they're necessary, should they be given as a pre-employment screen, or should they be taken out altogether? Because an assessment is not going to tell who the real person is. I remember back in the day, all interviews were done on paper. You interview, actually you'll be asked questions on paper, and then you'll meet with either HR manager or supervisor in order to find out more information about you. Now, seeing someone face to face, to me, is more important than an assessment, because you're taking this assessment either at home, on your phone, or you can be taking it into someone else's home that can be helping you out. So to take an assessment at home or someone else's home is not the real you, especially if someone is giving you those answers. So the best way to me is to get to know an employee, if any job is hiring, is to interview that person. And I agree. You know, I had this conversation with a friend. I agree. Assessments should be gone away, thrown away, or whatever, because it doesn't really tell who that person is. Until you meet that person face to face, you can't decide, to me, and this is my opinion again, you can't decide who that person really is, because some people may not be good at passing tests. So let me know what you think. Give me your opinion. I want to shout out to Changing Lives Totally. I want to shout out to my daughter Emerald, Ava, my daughters Emerald and Ava, and my grandbaby Bailey, which is in California. I also want to shout out to my daughter that's here with me, Arissa. So let me know what you guys think. I miss you guys. Oh, I'm so glad that I'm back on. Give me your opinions. Give me your thoughts. Let me know what you're thinking, or what's your opinion on this, on the assessments for jobs. And I look forward to just hearing from you. Thank you so much. And remember, whatever you do, always keep God first, and no matter what you do. Thank you. Tune in again. Miss One Infinity to None, and I'm out.